Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
A lot of positive vibes. Gator came into the crosstalk yesterday and said, well, now we can play free and loose. Tigers got them right where they want them. The betting markets have shifted. Tigers are favored to win the series. Valeni came in yesterday and did Tigers in two. John, this morning, you echo TIT.
Yep.
Tigers in two. There's a lot of positivity and optimism, and we want to know, are people able to hit the reset button on what was the disastrous end of the regular season and acknowledge, hey, Scooble on the mound, big edge in a three-game series, Tigers win the series. Let us know. Let's get to Joe in a truck. Joe, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, fellas. What a great merchandising shirts those would make. You know, have like the big TIT, but have like Tigers in two. What they want to do is they want to get out of the series very quickly. So let's say you get to game two, and you're up 3-2 in the eighth, right? I am opening up that bullpen to everybody, including the third starter, because the next series doesn't start till Saturday. Get out of the series very quickly, so all hands on deck. What do you think?
Well, I think if they're up in the eighth, absolutely. If they're up in the sixth, they're going to empty the bullpen and try and close it out in two games. They don't want to go to a third game at all. I don't know that they empty it so much that they go to their third starter, but
yeah, I don't think they'd go that far.
No, but they're going to use everything, every single matchup that they possibly can.
Yeah, so if Mai starts game two, Flaherty's not pitching in game two.
No.
And if Flaherty pitches game two, Mize will be saved for a potential game three. 248-539-9797. You know, I think we've hit on a couple guys who have to be big. Kerry Carpenter.
Yeah.
You got a righty on the mound. You're going to get multiple at-bats against him. You were a postseason hero a season ago. Great spot for Kerry Carpenter. Riley Green, if we're truly hitting the reset button, this was a Tiger All-Star. He's got a great matchup with a righty on the mound. Gavin Williams is good. Riley Green's got to be a star.
Right? Riley Green's got to be a star. Gleyber Torres just needs to be him. Consistent. A guy that doesn't swing outside the box. The guy that just is in the right place at the right time. What he was up until September.
Yeah. But again, they're going to have Jose Ramirez, and he's going to have a big knock. Mm-hmm. And Kwan, whether it's on Scooble or the Tiger bullpen, is going to... It's going to play a factor in this game. The Tiger bats need to match, equal, and better Cleveland. Cleveland does not have a good lineup, but they do the little things, and they're going to end up gnawing away at you with a bloop single and an infield dribbler, and the Tigers just can't strike out. They're going to have to put bat on ball and give Scooble a little bit of breathing room.
You know what? That's the other thing that this Tiger team has to get back to. It's not just the stability of the pitching, the dominance of the pitching with Scooble. It's doing the little things right in the field, not giving up that extra 90 because you did something. You're trying to do too much. Well, like we saw Scooble do in the sixth inning, like that hike between his legs. I don't know where that came from. I don't think we'll ever see it again, but it happened in that moment. But it's all those little things that early in the season, the Tigers weren't allowing, but they were also being aggressive on the base path. They were the best team first to third.
Need to get that grip back.
Yeah.
Dan Campbell, by the way, speaking of crit, going to join us 8:02 today. We'll talk to the Lions head coach. Some ticket techs on where you're at with the Tigers. Is it Tigers in two, or you just can't hit the reset button? You've seen Scooble in an advantage spot, and you've seen this team waste him. Tex says maybe we could just motorboat through the playoff series.
That's a great option.
Just like John, I'm very pro team TIT. I'm also team BRA, being really awesome. They need to lift this team up when they're sagging. That's from Scott.
He's killing me this morning.
John, you can't be that ignorant. We lost when Scoobal pitched during our collapse, just like when anybody else pitched. Our season will end on Wednesday.
There is that possibility.
Cleveland can only win so many games before it runs out. Tigers in two, Damon and Grand Blank.
Odds are in your favor.
They got to cool off at some point. Mm-hmm. I think the one day off is going to erase this team putting up the worst month of September. You really think that? It's Guardians in two. Guardians in two non-competitive games. Not on board, Cleveland in two. Guardians don't fear Scoobal. It was TJ's point yesterday.
Yeah.
Guardians in two. Get?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Having Tarek Skubal on the mound is not the automatic win we all think it is. We've lost the past number of starts with him. If he gives us 6-8 scoreless, we're still going to lose the game because the offense is atrocious and this bullpen has been terrible. It's two of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard.
Okay. Question. If they win this series, does it erase the collapse?
No.
Really?
You think it does? You think getting back to where they got a year ago erases the collapse? No longer, still no division title. Still no birth to the ALCS. You think that erases the collapse?
I'm a little torn on it, I'll be honest. I'm kind of sitting on the fence with that because
I don't think, I mean, you have to advance further than last year, right?
We thought their ceiling was ALCS, right? I know me and you agreed on that. The last 2 months of the season, we didn't think they had the pitching to get to the World Series.
Right.
Correct.
But winning a three-game series, something they did last year as a wild card team, doing it again as a wild card team, it just doesn't hit the same.
Right, but then you go to preseason expectations, and most people had them not in the playoffs.
Okay, well, if I go to trade deadline expectations, people had them in the World Series.
Right.
As the best team in the American League. So did they sandbag, and now we get to accept less?
I think if they because they're playing the Guardians, and that's a team they collapsed to, that it takes some of the sour taste out of your mouth.
I don't know that there's any way that they win a five-game series. I don't think, and there's certainly no way that they win a seven-game series. But in a best of three with Skubal on the mound and the fact that they're able to simply hit the reset button. And I don't have the ability right now to say that September didn't happen. But as an athlete, you have to be able to have that reset moment. They didn't do it when it mattered because that pressure continued to build. When are you going to get that last win? When are you going to clinch the division? Now, all of a sudden, all of that is removed, and they're just simply playing one game. Can you not tell me in this game against the Guardians with Skubal on the mound that they can't just go out there and win one game?
They can, and I just feel like we said that a week ago and 2 weeks ago and 3 weeks ago. Look, they can repair, Tom, you want to say, does it wash away? They can repair some of the damage done to their fan base by taking this series, beating the Guardians, winning a playoff series. These are all good things, but they got to go further than last year for this to be a successful season.
I would agree with that, and you know, I think the big thing for me right now is there is very little playoff buzz going on right now in this city. It is so opposite of last year because they collapsed versus finishing so strong. It's just amazing. People and coaches in sports always say you are what your record is, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's nonsense to fans.
It's what have you done for me lately?
Yeah, it's how they did it. They mm-hmm. won one more game than last year, but because of how they did it, people are like completely like, whatever.
Go ahead.
No. I know it's hard to hit that reset button. It's hard to understand that after the month of September, I just believe that there is a path because you're not looking at an unbelievably difficult, you already mentioned it, it's not a great lineup that the Guardians have.
No, it's like two dudes, maybe three.
Tigers in two.
It's right there. John's part of it. TIT. People love the acronyms. Bring on October, baby.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
You got it?
I got
all right,
yes,
good.
Yes,
perfect.
Sorry, I had to, I'm not as fast as some people are.
Look, our texters are witty. They're on top of it today. We want to know about this series. It starts today at 1 o'clock. Where are you at with the Tigers? Are you suddenly hitting that reset button and saying, hey, it's Scooble, we're winning, or you having a hard time getting there? Because I do not see it the way John does. And that's okay. There's room for both discussion points today. It's 97-1.
Every law firm talks about experience. David Feminino has decades of it, going up against insurance companies and winning for his clients. But here's what makes him different. He knows the only experience that really matters is yours. When you're in a car accident, you care about your well-being. You want someone who's going to listen to you, someone who works hard for you, and someone that's going to get you get paid. David gets that. Your experience matters. And when he fights for you, not his resume. If you've been injured, all you got to do is call 855-65-CRASH, or you can visit him on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Before the two Grand Slam, we got the news.
Yeah, so there's a fan that has been labeled as the NFL's Phillies Karen, and she is now going viral after she swiped a Patrick Mahomes headband right out of the hands of a little boy after the Chiefs beat the Giants. So you can see in this video, Mahomes is walking over to the stands after their win, and he's like leaning towards this boy who was there actually celebrating his 10th birthday. And as Mahomes reaches out to hand the kid the headband, which... the kid actually had it in his hand. Like, yeah. He handed it to the kid. This woman, who was a Giants fan, reaches across and grabs it out of this little boy's hand.
Actually takes it out of the kid's hand.
The boy had it in his hand.
Wow.
And she gets it. And video, of course, of the incident has now gone viral, and the internet is just tearing her apart. Well, the woman, who has been identified as Nina Miller, posted a video after the fact, a pretty defiant video, where she does admit that, okay, maybe the headband was meant for this little boy, but she didn't realize it at the time. So that obviously made things even worse. So she posted a follow-up video to that video where she dropped some of the attitude and she said she'd like to make it right and get the headband to that little boy. And of course, now people are just saying that she's only sorry because she was caught.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was meant for the kid. You stole it from him.
For sure. Like,
you are a thief.
You could see it in the video. You guys, a 21-year-old man is in custody after trying to pass a barricade that was protecting the perimeter of the Grand Blanc Church shooting. So law enforcement took the man into custody on Monday. They're still trying to determine whether the incident is connected to the attack at the church or not. There was a witness there that saw the arrest that also claims to have seen what appeared to be a long gun removed from this man's vehicle. Obviously, this everything is unfolding, right? But the arrest of this man comes during really a tense moment for the community that's still reeling from the attack that left five dead, including the suspect, numerous wounded. In other news, Ben Johnson, he's got regrets over how he handled a halftime interview during his team's Week 4 win against the Raiders. He has regrets over how it was received. So the Bears were trailing when he was interviewed by a CBS Sports sideline reporter. And here's what went down. So following the game, he explained that he was disappointed with how he responded to this woman. And afterward, there were some people, obviously, who were criticizing his response and how he handled that interview. But there was others who were surprised that he didn't act differently. There was John Gruden who responded, and he said, quote, "For Ben Johnson not to take the microphone and slam it on the ground is a real credit to him."
Oh, I don't know about that. Look, she asked a follow-up question. You're not playing Bears football, so you need to change things. She was following up on the comment he had made.
It's not the first time he's talked to her, and there's a lot that goes into being a head coach, and you know at halftime, whether it's going in to halftime or coming out of halftime, you're going to be faced with some of those questions. Got to take a deep breath and handle it a little bit better than he did.
Like, even if she had said, you need to change things, like, he did. They were losing.
Yeah.
Don't take it out on her.
So two-time U.S. Ryder Cup captain Tom Watson is ashamed of the behavior of the U.S. fans and actually apologized to the winning European team. So on X, he wrote, "I'd like to congratulate Ryder Cup Europe," he tagged them, "on their victory. Your team play the first few days was sensational. More importantly, I'd like to apologize for the rude and mean-spirited behavior of our American crowd at Bethpage. As a former player, captain, and as an American, I'm ashamed of what happened." And we discussed some of the behavior, that the constant heckling, right, the insults, the throwing of a cup of beer towards players and their wives, spouses, things like that were going on for sure. So I can understand that. Hey, this is your time to win $2,000. Give us a call now, 248-539-9797. Finally, you guys, a relationship coming to an end. Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban have split after 19 years of marriage. The two have allegedly been living apart since the beginning of the summer, and they have two daughters. She's been caring for their two daughters, 14 and 17 years old. A source says that she was trying to save the marriage, didn't want the separation, but so is life, I guess. Unfortunately, things have come to an end. Thoughts and prayers.
I'm
looking at you. I haven't been through a divorce. I know that's
no. It's
oh
it's,
gosh.
Yeah.
All right, we got some money to give
sucks
away
for all involved.
It does,
especially the children.
For sure, give away some money.
Yeah, let's do that. All right, let's give away some money. We all know the rules. 10 questions, 60 seconds, $25 for each question answered correctly, and $2,000 if our contestant gets them all right. Simple as that.
Mm-hmm. Easier said than
right?
done.
Yes.
Aaron in White Lake. Good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Aaron, how you doing?
Pretty good.
All right.
Hoping for a Tigers victory tonight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Same.
Yep. Tigers in two, right?
Tigers and two, T-I-T.
There we go, I guess. All right, Aaron, you know the rules. If you don't know one, say pass. If there's enough time, we'll get back to it. But here we go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Who are the Detroit Lions playing this coming Sunday?
The Bengals.
Who are the Padres playing in the MLB playoffs?
Dodgers.
What is the capital of Illinois?
Evanston.
This team is currently in last place in the AFC South.
Baltimore.
This band had the 1995 hit 1979.
Pass.
Who led Major League Baseball in RBI in the 2025 regular season?
Shohei Ohtani.
Who wears jersey number 4 for the Detroit Lions?
Khalif Raymond.
Who played Dale in the 2008 movie Step Brothers?
Who played Dale?
Yep.
Will Ferrell.
Where did Jalen Duren play in college?
Pass.
Who does Michigan State play in football on Saturday?
Rutgers.
This band had the 1995 hit 1979.
Well, Aaron, you had an answer for almost everything, but the vast majority of them were wrong. We got you with one.
One?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. And you started off hot. You got the first one right. So.
Oh, what a joke.
You had some confidence in your answers, at least.
At least they were answers, and it wasn't pass, pass, pass. So I appreciate you answering all the questions.
And some were good guesses if you didn't know the answer.
Yes.
But
just guessed wrong.
Yeah. It's $25. We'll put you on hold. Don't spend it all in one place.
So he did start off hot.
He did.
Who are the Detroit Lions playing this coming Sunday? You got the Cincinnati Bengals.
Here we go.
Uh-huh. And then it went downhill from there.
Who are the Padres playing?
Who did he say? The Dodgers?
He said the Dodgers. Good guess.
It's a good guess. It's a National League team, but no, they're playing the Cubs.
Right. What's the capital of Illinois? He said Evanston.
It is a city in Illinois, mm-hmm. but not the capital. It'd be Springfield, Illinois.
The team that is in last place in the AFC South, he said the Baltimore Ravens.
Mm-hmm. Again, an AFC team, just not in the South. The Tennessee Titans.
This is a diabolical question. The band that had the 1995 hit, 1979.
Smashing Pumpkins, which he passed on.
Yeah.
Do we know who had the 1979 hit in 1995?
Greg, we do not. Who led Major League Baseball in RBI in the regular season? Good guess, Shohei.
Yep, no. It'd be Kyle Schwarber.
Who wears the jersey number 4 for the Lions? He said Khalif Raymond.
It's DJ Reed.
Yeah. Who played Dale in the 2008 movie Step Brothers? Will Ferrell was in that movie.
He had a 50-50 shot, but no, it's John C. Reilly.
Where did Jalen Duren play in college?
He passed, so he didn't get it wrong, but it was Memphis.
And who does Michigan State play in football on Saturday?
Who did he say? Oh, he said Rutgers.
Which is a Big Ten team.
Yeah, it is a Big Ten team, but no, it would be the Nebraska Cornhuskers. So the two Grand Slam on Tuesdays is brought to you by Femininio Law. Get David, get paid.
Was that too hard?
That was a tough one.
No, it was not too hard. So picking the opponents of National League teams, I get it. It's tough.
It's fair, though.
But those are fair questions. The AFC South, come on. The Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, that one. Come on.
And we
there's always a music question.
And there's always a cap. Well, not always.
A geography question.
A geography question. So the capital of Illinois. Come on, know your capitals. Let's go. This is the US of A.
You know, the music questions are getting a little more challenging to come up with simply because everybody's with somebody. It's so-and-so with so-and-so and so-and-so and featuring. And
yeah.
You just can't. We got time here. Fair to the listener.
You could have gone with the halftime. You know, the new halftime for the Super Bowl, but you would have to have somebody that's bilingual.
Well, you could.
Stop.
Maybe that one will be in Thursday.
You're getting a little preview. Okay. Dan Campbell going to join us at 8:02 this morning. I'm looking down at what we have planned next, and it says there has to be a price paid for Jim Costa's AL Central burial.
Mm-mm-mm.
97-1.
Hey, after a steamy summer and after a steamy weekend, we know that that first blast of winter cold is right around the corner. Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical will do a complete furnace checkup to make sure it's running properly, but most importantly, it's running safely. Right now, it's only $79. That's $30 off the regular price, so give them a call today because these spots are going to fill up, and they fill up quickly. Don't forget that Mastercraft also does plumbing, electrical, and they sell generators and install them as well. All at discounted prices, so do it now. You can find more information on the web at mastercraftheating.com. That's mastercraftheating.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
There's a clip going around the internet. A lot of you tagged me in it. It's of this show. The date was June 30th. And I said the division was over.
Wow. It was June 30th. I thought it was like right after the 4th of July. It was even earlier than I thought.
We did the burial while you were gone around the 4th of July. But you were in this clip, John, and you were laughing at me declaring the division over on June 30th. So Old Takes Exposed has shared that. And yes, I'm aware that I got it wrong. The Tigers did not win the Central. They blew the largest lead in the history of baseball, something I didn't see coming, and a lot of you didn't see coming either, but I'll take the arrows. I was wrong.
Did they also include in that clip of not only the burial, but when we were out at Oakland Hills, you asking for apologies?
I would even go as far as to say demanding apologies.
Demanding apologies?
Yes. No, they left that one out, John.
Oh, well, let's make sure that that's
stated.
That's out there as well. Okay, John, because not only, I mean, you doubled down on demanding apologies.
Triple down and all that good stuff. Got it wrong. So what you want to know is there a price that needs to be paid for being wrong? I mean, that just comes with the job.
It does. But I mean, there's some lunacy in doing it so early. And the fact that one, Michael Stephen Stone was not the, and I don't know that, I say, should he have been the voice of reason?
Yeah, but not going to.
Greg's giving me a look like that's not possible.
You thought he should have imparted some of that veteran wisdom.
The wisdom that comes with years.
Decades.
And years and decades of experience. Tom, were you here?
He was here.
Yeah, I was here. Stoney's wisdom would be to bury him.
Yeah, and he
buried
co-signed.
Several people in the past, and it bit him in the butt too.
So, but that's why after years of doing it and knowing that it can and most likely will bite you,
Sony doesn't learn from his mistakes.
So, I guess the question is, will Jim Costa, young 32-year-old, impulsive Jim Costa,
what I'd like to do, John? We can collect suggestions.
You want to blame others?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. What I want to do is offer up the city of Detroit a present, a gift.
Oh, okay. And that is, I mean, come tied in a bow?
Yeah.
Okay. let's unravel this bow. Just a little pull. What's in the present?
Well, if you look in there, it is a lock.
Oh. Oh, are we going to get a Costa lock?
I would like to Costa lock the Cleveland Guardians to win the wild card series toe-to-toe with the Detroit Tigers. And I don't care that the Tigers are favored, because I'm not going to get seduced into, we've got Scooble on the mound, we're in an advantage position. They are, and they were, and it didn't matter. This team doesn't hit. That's a great staff, not a one-pitcher team, a staff that Cleveland throws out in a bullpen to boot. They're the better pitching team. We don't hit.
I wouldn't call them great.
Top five in ERA in all of baseball, and this team can't hit a lick. So great, Scooble's on the mound. He'll leave the mound. The Tigers are still going to have to hit. They won't hit. Their season ends this week. Costa lock.
We have it. And my apologies for trying to temper. This is what I would have done. It just by my nature, if I had been here, I would have tried to temper the burial. And now you're doing what we've asked you to do for so many weeks, is to somehow reverse the curse and the jinx and all of that. And now you're doing it. And I actually tried to hold you back.
Well, if people listen from the start of the show, you and I were bickering off the jump because you believe in resetting things and it's a clean slate and all of that. And that's fine. I can't do it. I can't do it because of who this team is and who they're playing and what this matchup means. It means the Guardians are going to put the ball in play and play postseason baseball and mix and match with their superior bullpen. It's going to mean the Tigers have to look at their lineup and try to find something. The last two times Tarek Skubal pitched against the Guardians, the Tigers hit 161, scored three total runs, and struck out 29 times over the two starts. That's who's playing today as well. Skubal's playing, and so are those guys.
How many runs do they score in this series?
The Tigers?
Yeah.
Four.
Four? All right. Well, then Cleveland in game one scores two, and they win 3-2. And then they go 1-0 to win in game two. There's your, or maybe let's reverse that. Let's go 1-0 win because it's a Skubal start. He'll be the one that shuts him out.
No run support.
No run support. They got one run support. That's all Skubal should need.
You trust these bats in the playoffs
to score one run?
It's more of a general question to people today.
One of the more fascinating things, I've been looking at the Tigers season stats, you know, like batting average and that kind of stuff. Guess who led the Tigers in batting average in terms of qualified at-bats? That's a hint that Dingler doesn't count.
Because
he didn't have enough at-bats to qualify.
Glaber?
Nope. Let's see how many we
wait, say
back
that
and
again?
Forth. Who led the Tigers in batting average among players that have qualified at bats? Dingler is out.
Torque?
Nope.
Among qualified. It's not Green, right?
Nope.
This is painful. Is it McKinstry? Is it Fire Up Chips?
Yes.
All right.
259.
Postseason hero. He had a home run against the Guardians last year in the playoffs and an all-star. There you go.
Yeah, well, let the chips fall where they may.
248-539-9797. Cookies, please stop making guarantees of our teams. Please, you're cursing them. Thanks. Stoney had to wax his chest when he buried the White Sox once upon a time. Josh in Warren.
That was in September of 2012. White Sox were up 3.
Stoney's
Tigers went to the World Series.
Stoney's a
hairy
individual.
I don't think that
works well for you. I know you got.
I got some chest hair.
You got some chest hair.
You want to see some chest hair?
No, I don't.
All right.
No,
I think the Twitch crowd wants to veto that. 248-539-9797. We want to talk about this Tiger series, and some of this is talking to you guys about it because you were more than happy to call in and complain about the team a week ago when things were going poorly. We have gotten very little buzz today for a playoff game being played in a matter of hours. If you're just not excited, let us know. Like, they've zapped you. You can't hit the reset button. You can't view it the way John views it or the way Gator views it. Or I know Mike yesterday. Like, there's a lot of people on the station selling you Tigers are winning the series.
Yep.
Tigers in two. 248-539-9797.
For two games. you're going to get what this team was in the first 100 games. You're going to get disciplined, good play in the field. You're not going to have errors that are giving up an extra 90 to any of these players. You're going to get really good center field play by whoever is out there. And you're going to get the best of Tarek Skubal. Tarek Skubal is pitching not because he knows what's happened in September, and he knows he pitched good, but he also knows the last time out, he was a part of the reason why they lost that game. The trouble with the snap, and that whole entire inning. Now, is he to blame for everything that happened in that inning? No. It's some dumb luck. But I'm not going into the postseason thinking that Cleveland's going to live on dumb luck.
No, but I think we may be over-inflating Skubal for this game. He is an advantage, for sure. But he's not throwing 100 pitches in any of his postseason starts last year. And I don't expect him to pitch the entire game today. Eventually, Cleveland's going to do what they do and use the devil magic and score a couple runs, and it's going to put the target back on Detroit. For as much as we say there's no pressure on Detroit, this is still playoff baseball. You can't go in the postseason without pressure moments, and this team has to show they can deliver in those pressure moments.
If he wants a few extra minutes, now you're not going to get paid just because of one postseason start, especially in a wild card series, but you will be recognized for what you do or can't do in the postseason. Last time he was in the postseason, what happened?
He gave up the grand slam.
In Cleveland.
Yep.
And now all of a sudden, he has a chance to change that conversation about him in the postseason. And that wasn't, again, the sole reason why they lost that game. They couldn't, with runners in scoring position, they couldn't knock anyone in.
Yeah.
But if you want to be the highest paid pitcher, you want to be known as the best pitcher in all of baseball, which I don't think he is anymore.
Skeens.
Yeah. You go out there. Is Paul Skeens have an opportunity in the postseason?
Nope.
No. Tarek Skubal does. And we know the excitement. We know the energy of which he took the mound with to start the postseason last year.
All right. We got phone calls, ticket text, your excitement level. Playoff baseball is here today. It's 97.1.
FanDuel's getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, and all you have to do is win that bet. That's right. Pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you're going to unlock $300 in bonus bets to use anywhere in the app that you want. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style. As I mentioned, whatever you want, FanDuel's got you covered. The NFL season is approaching week 5. The only question is, two of them, why haven't you played, and are you ready to jump in the game? Visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to download the FanDuel app today and get started. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager, only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as now a trouble bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We'll talk to Lions head coach Dan Campbell coming up in 10 minutes. To the phones we go. Your excitement level. Playoff baseball today. A week ago, we had the lines packed to people complaining.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like there's much less buzz today. John, you think they're winning the series?
I do. I think they're going to win it, and I think they're going to win it in two. It's not frequent that, in fact, it's never happened that a team winning game one loses the series. It's more frequent that they win in two.
Right. If you win game one, you win the series. It's happened in all 12 series since they expanded the format.
Mm-hmm.
Tigers are favored today. They send Skubal to the mound. Paul in Madison Heights, good morning.
Hi. You know, the reason why you're not getting a lot of run on this topic right now is a lot of people just don't care. When Scott Harris did next to nothing to make the team better, he actually made the team worse. At the trading deadline, a lot of people signed off. The team may have even signed off for a period of time. I'm pretty much focused on Honolulu Blue and Silver right now.
Okay, I get that, but they don't play until Sunday. And the Tigers are going to play at 1 o'clock today. You're going to tell me that you're not going to whether sit down and watch or tune in or listen and be rooting for the Tigers?
I'll watch and I'll listen, but you know what? I'm not going to be emotionally invested like I was in the past. Not even close. They knocked the care right out of me when they did nothing at the trade deadline. They actually made this team worse. So
yeah, but now they're in the postseason. Because they got a shot of...
It doesn't matter. When people don't care, they're going to watch other things. Or do other things.
Look, I think everybody's different. You can fan however you want. I wasn't happy about the deadline. I'm excited to see my team play in the playoffs. I hope I'm wrong about my series prediction, and I hope they win every game. I'm a fan at heart. I want this team to win. So even if you're unhappy with your team, they're in the playoffs. It's not postseason schmo season.
No.
That's what he said. Come on.
I mean, we're going to talk to Dan Campbell in about 6 or 7 minutes. And when that's done, we are going to be fiending for more Lions football on come Sunday. But between now and then, we've got Tigers postseason baseball. And I know that September was not great. In fact, it was awful. But they did enough through 162 to earn a spot in the postseason. And now they get a chance to reset the scales and go out there and do something about it.
Everett in Southfield, good morning.
Good morning. I agree with the last caller. Here's my take. You know, I start losing interest when they, like in this month of September, when they reached 80 wins, I was hoping, I said, the magic number to win, to get to the postseason, to win a Central Division title is 90. They cannot do that. They lost, as a season ticket holder, the last two series that I went to, they lost to Cleveland and to Atlanta. So, yes, they are in the playoffs. I'm very happy about that. Would I tune in? Yes, but would I be emotionally invested? No. If they win, good. If they don't, I'm not surprised.
Appreciate it, Everett.
Everett, if they win today, are you going to be excited to see them play on Wednesday?
Yes, I will be. Yes, I will be. But, but I expect them to lose this series. 2-1, that's why I said because that they have problems with hitting. I'm glad a screwball is on the ball, but they have problems with hitting.
Right.
And that's the main reason.
Yep. Everett, appreciate the phone call. Let's get to Jack in Heartland. Jack, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
So I just wanted to call in. I'm actually excited for the Tigers postseason. Short little story for you. I mean, I played the high school, college baseball. In high school, we set the state record, or not the state record, school record for losses in a season. And we ended up getting to the playoffs, and we won the state championship. So I think it's all about who gets hot at the right time. And this city's crazy to not be excited for Tigers being the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, you had the number, Jim, of how many times in my lifetime. I'm going to be 50. How many times was it? 8 times?
Yeah, I think this might be 9 now.
Yeah, this will be 9 that they've been in the postseason. And so
you only get so many cracks at this.
Yeah, and you could say whatever you want about Scott Harris's comments and you know how the team played, but this is back-to-back postseason opportunities. You have a chance. And like Jack just mentioned, who knows? You can get hot at the right time. The bats need to heat up for a very short period of time. And I don't think they heat up enough to win the ALCS and get to the World Series, and certainly not enough to win the World Series. But all we're looking at right now is this 3-game series against Cleveland.
I think, though, for people, though, beating just the Guardians even wouldn't be enough. You know, it's like,
well, because that's only that's what they did last year, is get out of the wild card round.
That people don't think this team can make a run,
right?
Like, it's so. What's the point of making the playoffs?
Winning is better than losing, Tom.
I'll give you two examples from sports where I was pretty stunned when a team made a run. It was the Arizona Diamondbacks 2 years ago getting to the World Series. I mean, who saw that coming? And it was the Arizona Cardinals with Kurt Warner when they ran into the Super Bowl. That team lost a game in late December at New England, 47-7. And then got to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Anything can happen, but I think when you're pointing out anomalies as the reason why, it's not much hope.
Look, I think there's some grasping at straws, and we're hoping that things reset and that the Tigers win. You want to see it happen. It's not the same thing as believing it's happening. But it's still postseason baseball. This is a rarity for us.
Yeah.
This is, it's a point. Doesn't happen every year. Yeah, man, you're going to root for your team. Mm-hmm. I don't get the like zero buzz in the city feeling, but we can keep talking to folks. Adam in Gibraltar, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Good.
You know, excited for postseason ball. Even though I'm not excited for the outcome that's about to happen, I'm taking Cleveland in two games just because they know how to battle against Scooble. Maybe not necessarily put up runs because of Scooble's ERA, but they definitely know how to battle against them, and they've proven that last postseason. But, I mean, the Tigers, they are who they are right now. I understand it's baseball. Baseball's a funny sport. It's a very failing sport, and it humbles you in a way, coming from a guy that played baseball. But they are who they are. Guardians, they got hot. They are who they are. And right now I'm taking the hot hand, just like with the Tigers last year in the wild card series.
Good point.
We took the hot hand.
That's a really good point. For as much as people, and John, I know you're one of many on the station who have said, hey, it's a reset, it's a reset. Gator yesterday, Mike. The reset's great, but last year the hot team, the Tigers, mm-hmm. were able to make their way out of that wild card round. Cleveland is the hottest team. Edge Cleveland, even with Scooble on the mound, because they grind out postseason like at-bats and find ways to steal a series.
Well, at least we won't have to wait long.
All right, 1 o'clock today. Let's get to Dan Campbell, 8 o'clock hour. We've got Greg Palm, talk a little college football. It's 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.